light worker. Now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You are tuned to the Listen to Your Own Medicine podcast. This podcast will take you through a journey to return to your true purpose and awaken the authentic power of your soul. This podcast is for light workers who want to start using their own medicine from their heart and remember their true magic. It's time to live a fulfilling life full of joy and abundance. I'm your host, Vika Didvalene, founder of Satkara Temple, and I'm sharing my unique medicine to help you to find your authenticity and to bring it to this world. I believe that you came here to shine your light bright, and I'm inviting you to listen to your own medicine podcast to find the inspiration and teachings of how to bring your gifts and your light to this world. It's time to listen to your own medicine. I believe that you carry your unique medicine in your heart and you came here to share it. So let's get to it. Hello, hello, hello. So we're tuning in today, Listen to Your Own Medicine podcast, and this is a series of episodes of season two, and we're talking about what is really soul remembrance. And I have a pleasure today to have my dear sister Sarah joining me today. So hi, Sarah.
Hi, lovely to be here. Thank you so much, Vika, for having me on your show. It's an honor.
It's an honor, likewise. So I'm going to invite everybody just to close your eyes, of course, if you're not driving, and we're going to start tuning in. Tuning in to our breath. Start feeling the force, the energy. Deepening our breath. Allowing ourselves to arrive to this moment, to connect to this presence. When we don't need to be anywhere, don't need to go anywhere, just surrendering to this moment. Allowing our breath to calm us down, to bring us to the space and to open up the energetic field to receive what we need to receive during this session. Noticing how our shoulders drops, we become more relaxed. We are open. Few more deep breaths to yourself, bringing yourself to the seat. And when you're ready, come back and tune the verse. And if you want to stay relaxed and just listen, if you're not watching, you're more than welcome. So welcome, Sarah, again. I hope everybody can hear us okay or watch us on the YouTube channel. So today the episode, every time I tune in with whoever is coming on this show, I allow the guidance to come through and give me the messages, what we need to speak about and how to name the episode. So I feel sometimes, I'm going to name it after. But today I was tuning into myself before this call, and it was pure essence, the spirit of cacao, telling me that this is a time to spread her message more, because she speaks so loudly, Divas, and she wants to be heard. She wants to bring her essence into each person's heart to help and guide us. So I'm inviting Sarah to share today what happens when we actually start hearing the whispers of the spirit of Mama Cacao. When the energy starts moving, the turbulence starts happening, and how we feel it. So yeah, this episode is about Mama Cacao, about her spirit, about our hearts, how we opening our hearts, and how we actually going through, you know, challenges of life, how we flowing, and how she holds our hand and guides us so we can open the doors of our hearts and just surrender and be okay with that and feel empowered. And it's just all the beautiful, I don't know, feeling just coming through me now. And I wanted to introduce Sarah for all of you so we all can connect with her deeply in the spirit and to get to know her today, because she has such a beautiful medicine she is sharing with the world, and it's a honor to have her here today. So I know Sarah for quite a few years now, and she is the most amazing yoga teacher. We met in Wimbledon, I don't know how many years ago now. It was when I came back from India and was so ready to to practice the dedication yoga, and I found a studio in Wimbledon, Hot Yoga Studio. It's Surya now calls, isn't it?
Yeah, we've changed our name.
Yeah, and I remember I walked through the doors, just no questions, nothing. And Sarah was like, yeah, welcome. And okay, I'm just gonna join her class. And at that time I was really training a lot in the gym and doing multiple hours every day. And I just booked two classes. Like, okay.
Yes.
So after Sarah's class, I was like, maybe I'm just gonna go home now. So yeah, it was so powerful, and because I haven't practiced hot yoga before, and it just, the way you guided and connected with the breath allowed me to connect with the breath, and it just was really, really beautiful. So thank you for opening even other doors for my yoga journey at that time in London, and we really, really connected. And I was lucky to practice for a couple of years, and okay, so let's come back.
Yes.
To you. Yeah, let's come back really to you, because I want to, you are not only amazing yoga teacher and amazing sister, and you're just such a beautiful being, and your energy is just so beautiful, but you also became a cacao ceremonialist and started walking this walk with cacao and sharing your heart even more and helping others to open up their hearts even more, and implementing the ceremony into your life. So I wanted really to have your voice here today, because we're gonna speak about a lot of things, about cacao, about yoga, about your life, something what you would like to share, but also we're gonna tap into Mayan cosmovision, the energies, what Mayan, ancient Mayan wisdom is still using today, and how we are learning to tap into those energies and help them to support us on this life journey. So welcome, welcome again. And please just share, shine your light about who you are, what you're up to at this moment, and just get us to know you better, deeper.
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay, yeah. Well, I have been practicing yoga for about 12 years or so, I think. I think yoga was probably my first medicine. I came to the yoga practice because I had been living with depression for about 20 years, from, you know, when I was about 18 to my mid-30s. I had chronic depression. I was in a very low state. I was very disconnected from myself and quite separate from my body, actually. And thankfully, a friend introduced me to yoga. He had recently become a teacher, and so I started going to his classes. And in those days, it was Bikram yoga, which was the original hot yoga, you know, and it was very full on. All the classes were 90 minutes. They were extremely hot. It's very challenging. But I absolutely loved it. I think it was the thing that really, perhaps because of its intensity, it fully had my attention for the whole 90 minutes. So it really pulled me out of my head and into my body. And that was such a, that was really a healing that I needed, because I was, you know, had lived in this disconnected world for so long. And, you know, slowly, slowly, it was very hard in the beginning. I had a very stiff body. I found a lot of the postures extremely difficult to do, because I had a lot of pain in my body as well. And I think, you know, because of all the emotional pain that I had been in for so long, and I, you know, I'd held inside of me, because the other thing about my depression was I didn't feel like I could tell anyone. So I had kept a lot of things in. And then, of course, you know, when I came to try and do yoga, I had all this pain in my body, which was just a manifestation of the emotional pain that I've been holding. So little by little, you know, the more I practiced, the more I found things starting to open up, starting to release. And I, you know, I went through a whole process of just coming back into myself. And I think yoga really enabled me to feel my body, and also helped me to start to feel some of my feelings, which, you know, I had been very resistant to doing. And the Bikram practice, I think, because it's a set sequence, the classes are always the same, it kind of gave me that sense of stability, and I was able to practice it consistently for many years and build up my practice, you know, from that sort of foundation. And So really for me, it wasn't so much about, you know, learning any fancy postures or, I don't know, anything too technical. It was really about just having a solid practice that I could come to every day. And I had a, you know, my mat was really my sacred space, and it was kind of the only place that I found that I could come to where my mind wasn't going crazy. You know, it was my place where I could just ground myself and, you know, feel like I could be with myself in a way that I wasn't, you know, wasn't so hectic.
It's like finding that
I think a lot of the time, what we do, we just have such a deep conditioning, so many patterns, we behaviors we continue doing, and a part of that, we still have that protection mechanism within us, isn't it? So for us to survive in this busy world, our anxiety just kicks in, and depression and everything is just like we keep going into this like washing machine in our head, and then we find a mat. I really can relate to that. It's like, oh my God, it's like a, like a heaven. It's like your island, it's your sacred space, then none of that exists. And you start diving into yourself and understanding little by little that, okay, this is actually who I am on the mat. It's not what I thought I am outside the mat. Like all this doing things, like pleasing, all those things we do in life, pleasing people, no boundaries, just controlling, I don't know, falling into victim patterns. We can go on and on, what we do most of the time. And I feel for a lot of us in this spiritual community, yoga is probably the main tool which helps us to actually start digging deeper, grounding yourself, building that bridge connection to the cosmic realms. And then the heart starts showing us the ways how we can actually start shifting and our life in the different directions. Because it doesn't have to be the way it was. And it's a beautiful gift, and what we can give to ourselves. And wherever we move on, I feel yoga just always going to be present. Because I don't know, for me as well, I just can't, if I'm not practicing that much yoga as I used to, but I still do, I don't know, every few days I kind of have to do at least something, sun salutation, headstand, something, just like move the body, just move that energy. And it's just beautiful the way you shared, and I feel a lot of people will be inspired, because we so much, most of us has ADHD on the, certain spectrum level. Some of us are aware, some of us are not. And then obviously this goes deeper. It can go into the depression when we, isolate ourselves and we think, okay, I just have to, I'm this, I don't, I'm not okay. I'm locking myself inwards, not allowing myself to feel anything, and just being whatever, locked in. So basically not living life. Not living life fully, just existing, trying to kind of protect. I don't know, for me, it's always like hard closure. It's like, okay, I'm just gonna build that shell and stay in the shell. And then I think we unconsciously think that we're gonna protect ourselves because it's too painful to feel anything. And going back to the sacred mat, to the yoga practice, it just so it's like, magic carpet, isn't it?
It really is. I think it is a place of where things transformed. You definitely can go in feeling one way and you come out feeling something else. And I always have insights on my mat. I always find that it's a place for me to process things. And for me, the discovery of yoga was also, it was the first time I think I'd really given any love to my body. Up until that point, I think I'd really abused my body. I hadn't appreciated it at all. And so yoga was really that process of, and, you know, as women, I think we're really conditioned to not love our bodies. I think it's very, there are so many messages telling us that we need to look this way, be this way, dress this way. And I think it can, without realizing it or not, you can get very much influenced by that. And that creates this distance. And, you know, it's not until I actually started to feel my body and spend time with my body and consciously in my body that love for my body could come out. And then you realize, you know, you live in this incredible vessel. You know, the body is just like that word you said, magic. I think there's a lot of magic that happens in the body. And it's our home. It's, you know, where it's where we have to live our, you know, we're conscious beings, and the way that the consciousness comes into life is by creating a body. You know, life creates this body for us to live in, and, you know, we get to experience this life.
And we can create. We can create. Yeah, because we can't, you know, I'm creative, you know, but like, so we have a brains to bring it, you know, to manifest into the physical. We have the hands, we have legs, we can, you know, dance, we can paint, we can, whatever creativity is for us, we create the life we came here to live. So we connect. Body connects to the soul, and then we become this amazing vehicle. And then we understand that body really holds our soul. And this is just like a quick glimpse when we came to experience on the earth. And if we, you know, abuse our bodies and obviously not trust those old society, you know, paradigms, you have to be this and this, and then, you know, the marketing, and then you just start like floating around. And if we can't find ourselves grounded, then we start floating, you know. This is when we get taken like away from ourselves, and then we start following this. Oh, I want to be that because this is, it just looks pretty. But we forget that we already are the most beautiful, conscious, magical beings, and we carry that magic. We have our own medicine, and it's just so, so beautiful. And thank you so much for sharing that. I think it's so, so important, because a lot of us, a lot of people in these days, they, you know, they starting to understand that this running around and trying to have more in material world just doesn't mean anything. But then where do I start? What is it? What can help me? You know, of course, we have therapists, we have, you know, whatever we do to support ourselves. But I feel, and I spoke to a few other beautiful teachers and ceremonialists and people, and yoga or ceremony, this is what brought them to the place of the heart.
Yeah.
Not to this outcome, you know, which we unconsciously most of the time, because we live in this world and being so programmed, trying to achieve, living that achiever mode, you know, I say, I need to achieve more, I need to do more, this masculine, not balanced masculine energy, which all world being conditioned into. But all those practices, this is what helps us to find that gateway to our heart and to start opening, start shedding the layers, start opening one door and just like explore this subject. But the door, I don't know, for me, is I always visualize, I feel like every door we open of our heart, it shows us, you know, sometimes it's a shadow, sometimes it's a light. And more doors we opening, more connected we get to ourselves, more acceptance we have to ourselves and yes. more love.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm actually beautiful the way I am. I don't need to change myself, you know? Of course, if we have, you know, when we start this journey, maybe we have, you know, certain behaviors which doesn't serve us really, but we're just trying to protect and to avoid those feelings, as you were mentioning before, that just you just didn't want to feel because you, of course, were scared, you know, and most of us are the same. When we, I don't know, I find myself, if I'm not grounded or something, I start reacting to certain things, you yes. know, or I start like wanting to control. It's like, it has to be this way. And then it's like, ta-da, something is not right. Bringing yourself back to the heart, bringing yourself to your truth, to who we are, not yeah. for what the mind, you know, the mind is so quick to step in and just continue to behave on the old patterns, which we forget. But all the tools, yoga, and I actually wanted to bring and interview Sarah here because she recently this year completed Matyoš Mayan Kakao ceremonialist apprenticeship, which was so beautiful. And we reconnected through Mama Kakao. And this is another beautiful practice, what really enlightens us in a way, but in that way, when we come back to the earth, come mm-hmm. back to the roots of who we are, reconnect to our ancestors, reconnect to the elements, to this really physical realm. And then what happens, we naturally, it's like Avatar, just tapping into the cosmos. So we become that bridge, and we just kind of, I don't know, it's always for me, imagination. If you're watching this, you can see my hands, but if you're listening, just imagining, you know, we connected to the cosmos and we really rooted to the earth. So the earth, the soil feeding us with everything we need, and the cosmos feeding us as well. And through the heart, we expressing, we living. We're living this life. Also, I wanted to ask you, I know you said basically the depression, what kind of, I don't know, I feel like we make the choices, but also I feel the life just kind of flows the way it has to flow and puts us in the situations where we have to be to experience whatever, you know, we needed to experience that depression or other challenges in life to bring us to the place where we, you know, started to create the change, start opening our hearts. So yoga came into your life. And what was really, do you remember that day maybe or the moment of your life and you realized that this has to change? You know, and I feel, yeah, I feel you said yoga came into your life, but really, you know, living certain lifestyles and to step on a mat, which is completely unknown and challenging. I don't know, for me, yoga is always challenging. It doesn't matter how many hours you're practicing a day, you still can go deeper and deeper. And I don't think anyone who is practicing yoga could come out of a practice and say it just was so easy, you know.
Yeah, I do remember the moment actually, and there have just been these few moments in my life where I've had a strong message that I don't even know where it's come from. And it has completely pivoted the way that my life has gone. I remember I was in a forest and it was super quiet, and it was autumn, and the leaves were falling, and all you could hear were the leaves falling. And it was just, you know, it, because as I said, my mind was really, really busy back then. And I remember just feeling this quietness come over me. And I had this realization that, oh my God, like something needs to change. And I just had this knowing inside of me, from this moment on, my life is going to change. So it was almost like, I really feel like it was a message from the divine, because I can't explain it. And I literally, after, you know, I'd been on this holiday and we were walking and we were outside in nature a lot more. And I think just having that connection with nature really brought me back to, you know, what, you know, some of the elements that I'd forgotten about life, you know, and kind of connected, actually reconnected me more to the life that was around me. And so that moment kind of really, I think, just inspired that shift in me of, I don't, you know, something needs to change. I can't go keep going in this direction, you know. And then from there, I think things actually came into my path that that guided me towards, you know, the yoga practice. And I found actually, you know, often at those pivotal times, things have actually come into my life. Rather than me forcing anything to happen, it's more just something's arrived to change my path. Cacao was another example of that, because in that, you know, I'd never experienced a cacao ceremony until November last year. A friend of mine had been doing cacao ceremonies and women's circles for, you know, months, and she'd invited me a few times, and I'd always felt a little bit shy about going. I don't know why. I'm shy about sharing in front of people. So I didn't go. And then just one day she put a post on Instagram. I saw this post and it spoke to me, and I was like, I need to go to this ceremony. So I messaged her. I said, you know, she said, it's full, but if you want to come, I'm going to find a space for you, because I feel like you really need to be in this ceremony. And, it was a circle of women. It was the first time I'd ever had cacao. And I just, you know, again, it was like when I found yoga, I had this shift immediately. I was pulled into it. And then from the beginning, something started to shift from the very first experience. So I then did another ceremony with her, and I had quite a deep healing that second one. I really, from my second ceremony, I could feel how much I was holding on to things. Mm. And the cacao was saying to me how, you know, you just need to, the thing you need to do in this moment is just to soften and let go and just allow things to happen, rather than trying to control and manage and think things into existence. Just allow things to come into existence, which was like such a light bulb moment for me.
It's just so beautiful the way you said it. It's like, you know, we grasping into life,
right,
and we not allowing the life to live through us. And cacao, really, thank you so much for sharing this pivotal moment of cacao, because for me, of course, being serving cacao ceremonies, and I always like to feel into each person's heart how they feel when cacao comes first time and she actually starts speaking. Because sometimes we might have many cacao ceremonies, but if we are so closed, we might not let her to come and to guide us. So sometimes it takes time. And then for some people, it comes with the first ceremony, she just speaks through it and allows our heart open and allows us to feel what really needs to be felt into that moment. And for each of us, it's going to be different because we're all going through different, you know, stages in our life. And for you to have this, you know, softening, you know, dropping that armor, you know, first layer, first coat of that, you know, many, many coats.
I know.
Many layers. Yeah, we were. And start feeling lighter and, you know, releasing that grip, you know, that grip we're gripping into something which we think, I think we're so conditioned into that we have to create the life we want to live by working hard, by, you know, doing something more, working more, putting more effort. But this is not actually the way life is. And when we start understanding what we actually need to release the grip to allow that creative energy, that force to flow, and the only way to create the life we came here to live and to experience everything fully in joy, in grief, in happiness, in sadness, in, you know, all the possible feelings, the rage, everything, it's the only way then we can step back, not going forward. I'm just going to be in front of you because I'm better. Well, this is a way, I don't know, this is a way we've been, most of us being taught.
100%.
That we have, it's like we have to control. And I really want to, I just remembered one thing, and I have a daughter. If someone of you doesn't know me and listening of my episodes, so my daughter is 23 now, and she's been on her spiritual path, and really she was a baby, and I was, because she lost her father when she was really young, and then I was so in that deep conditioning that I have to be a provider and to make, to create her perfect family, obviously denying who I am, who I was, who I want to be, giving myself permission to be happy, that just not even was in the picture. So I just was on my survival mode, building, working harder, doing more. I had really deep, you know, passion to life, but I blocked it. I obviously, it manifested into being very successful in whatever I was doing, in building things and putting them out into the world. But it really obviously was a big denial of owning who I am, start noticing, start connecting to who I was. I just didn't know who I was. And I remember when we used to have those conversations, and she always, you know, would bring something. How do you think, what is this, how spirit lives? And I just was, I never denied anything, but I remember saying, yes, only the strongest people will survive here, and you just have to work hard. And now this is exactly what I said to her, and she always reminds me that, remember when you said that? And I said, I do. But because I was so scared to come out of that bubble, mm-hmm. and actually to allow myself to feel all the feelings, all the grief, like you said, we're holding on everything. Mm-hmm. And then we start feeling into ourselves, and especially, I don't know, for me as well, when cacao entered my heart, it just, this hard armor became like a soft curtain. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, that's okay, now we're gonna flow. So it's for you, like you said, okay, I'm gonna soften now.
Yeah, and then so beautiful.
She just enters, and then there is no way back. That's it. You in deep relationship with cacao.
Yes, that's so true. Once she's got you.
She's got you. Now you're in another trap. Trap of love.
Well, yes, exactly. The trap. It's such a great trap to be in, though, isn't it? You know, because it's, I found what it's enabled me to do is just really connect more deeply to who I am, and also that feeling of coming home. You know, like I said before about yoga and the, you know, finding my body as which is my home. And I feel like cacao has really now helped me find my heart, which is, you know, even more that home that I've been trying to reconnect to.
It's definitely reconnection with your soul,
yeah,
and the body, and finding that balance. It's like everything comes in one. I don't know how I feel with cacao. Everything comes, that oneness, that earth taste, that cosmic taste, and that that feel of life. And it's very feminine. It's very feminine energy. It allows you to soften, but then it just kicks with that strong power and actually forces you to do things what you might possibly never have done before, and you just do it. Mm-hmm. You just do it because you lose the fear. You lose the fear of being not who you are, and she opens many doors for many of us to walk that path, to open another gateway, get closer to the heart, because it's life, you know. It's always gonna be ups and downs. It's constant healing journey, discovering, you know, remembering. It's that path of remembrance, and every day we're remembering more and more. And if we have cacao, I feel, as a guide walking this path along the way, she really holds our hand. She really holds our hand to have the strength, to be vulnerable. I think this is the biggest, you know, it's not being strong as, oh, I can hold so much. Because we all can. We sow into this masculine, you know, I can hold it. I can build that armor with many, many layers until, you know, we have to crack open. And she gives you the power to be vulnerable and to feel all the feelings. And I think this is a power then... this is a power which empowers us to live our authenticity, to live our magic, to share the magic. It's even now when you, I like that you mentioned that you used to be shy, and for you to come into the ceremony and share your heart, it's something what you wouldn't do. And I wouldn't do many years ago as well, because like, why? I don't want to do that. And I'm just going to stand in my truth, because this is my truth, masculine luck. And, you know, she gives you that power, because I feel, you know, even you coming into that ceremony, she already started weaving her way into your heart. She finds a way to the soul who needs to start walking that path. And she walks with you. And then she pulls you strongly. She pulled you to the ceremony. And then you started noticing how the healing started happening. And I'm sure your everyday life started changing. And then I remember I was about to launch the Mini Cacao Gateway to Your Truth course, which was a free ceremony course, to get people to know themselves through cacao and Mayan Cosmovision. And it's 4-day ceremonies. And yeah, just let us know how you came across that and you joined it.
I know, it was, again, it was like this thing of things coming into my path, because I had just done this ceremony with my friend and, you know, had this experience of, you know, something shifting inside of me. And I think that was in December. And I had a real something, you know, I had a real curiosity then, which had woken me up to learn, you know, I wanted to do more cacao, I wanted to learn more about cacao, but I didn't really know where I was going to go from there. And by chance, on Instagram through the studio, and on your stories, you were starting this 4-day course. I think I saw it come up and it was starting in a few days' time. And I was like, my God, this is like a message of, you know, and I was just like, wow, I've got to do this. We managed to get the cacao to me, I think, like literally on the day that it started. And so it was just incredible. It was like literally it just all fell into place. And we did those four ceremonies, and I've never had an experience like it. You know, it was ceremonies were very new to me as well. You know, I've never come across the Mayan Cosmovision or, you know, the practice of doing a ceremony. And I couldn't believe, even though we were doing it online and not in person, still the connection was so powerful and so strong. And, you know, things really, I could feel the shifts happening over those 4 days with every ceremony. So again, it just aligned. I don't know. It was kind of fate, yeah. I think.
Yeah, it's really, it just makes me so happy. I always smile. It's like, I think I'm turning into cacao pod. Yeah. My face is just like, I feel every time I speak to, you know, people who joined, who started the journey with cacao, that deeper journey. And it's not, we call it journey with cacao, but actually it's really journey coming back home to your heart. She just accommodates, you know, that journey for us, for all of us. And it's like, it's never ending. You know, you always will come back and she always going to be with you. Even if you're not drinking cacao, you will feel her spirit, because for me, walking as a priestess path as well, each cacao is a goddess. She comes through me and she channels, you know, she brings those messages, and being able to combine those messages and honoring myself as a vehicle for cacao spirit to speak through me and to show others how they can open up and allow her to speak through them and guide others to step into their paths. It doesn't have all the time to be cacao ceremonialist, or, you know, and if it's going to be for some time, it doesn't mean that it's going to be, you know, all life. And it is the beauty of coming back home, owning it. And it's the messages, what I was going to say, when people joined the courses with me or with other facilitators, they heard the message of cacao. She finds a way to come to you. Yes. And then you can't help it. Yeah. You can't deny it. Your mind can stand in a way and say, well, that just doesn't make sense. Or like, you know, all the circumstances are not right, because we have busy lives. We always have busy lives, aren't we? You know, and I'm sure, you know, even then that mini cacao gateway to your truth course came up, I'm sure you had all the teachings aligned, you know, all work to do. But when she finds a way and look, cacao arrived on the same day, you know, from no. Guatemala, you know, from Satkara Temple coming on. And I feel for me, it's just that another confirmation, you know, that how this is how we need to live our life, how it's easy when we soften. The life becomes easy, you know, it's easier to face. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have the challenges in life, that we're not going to experience the patterns coming back. We're not going to experience the grief, because the life, it just changes like every second. You know, we're talking, we're sharing now on this beautiful day. And after this, when we will finish the recording, life's going to be completely different. And then we will meet again and it's just going to be different, you know. And it's beautiful to start owning it, understanding that, and just enjoying.
Yes, enjoying. Absolutely. Yeah. And also being open, you know, I think when we're forcing life too much, it stops us from being open to actually just allow things to happen in the way that they're meant to happen. And if you can do it in that way, I think life flows with more ease, of course. But I think also it becomes more fulfilling, because you're actually connected to what life is trying to offer you and what life is trying to teach you, instead of you trying to force things in the way that you think it's supposed to be, and more, I think, being receptive to what have we come here to learn? Like, who have we come here to be? And what is it that we have to share? You know, what brings us all together on this planet? And what connects us as people, as, you know, as all beings together, as, you know, the whole ecosystem of life that we live in, you know, what surely this is, you know, there's so much more going on than we're just, you know, trying to, than the idea that we have in our head. And I think being open and just seeing what life wants to give us is really powerful. And I feel like cacao gives that gift to you of opening your heart, you know, seeing things in a broader way, and connect. From cacao, I feel now just so much more connected to life. You know, I think one of the practices that we had in the course that was life-changing for me was every day we had to get outside in nature for at least 10 minutes. And I have to say, you know, even though I grew up in the outdoors in Australia, this is something I had completely lost touch with. From living in a big city and just being very focused on work and all the things that I have to do, making that intention every day to get outside and just connect with the trees and listen to the birds and just, you know, connect, you know, actually intentionally connect with nature, not just go and put your ear pods in and go for a walk and, you know, okay, yeah, the trees are there and, you know, whatever. You know,
yeah, hi, I'm in the nature going back in.
Right?
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, cacao really opens up all of your senses, and particularly with nature. So, you know, what a revelation that has been to just connect back to the simple things, you know, being outside, you know, enjoying the sunlight, enjoying the trees, enjoying, you know, just that, yeah, that connection with the earth. With, you know, I live near Battersea Park, so I go to Battersea Park a lot, and there's a big lake and it's full of birds, and, you know, just all of those things that I'd forgotten that I really enjoy and I love. And that's become a really, that connection just gets stronger for me now. I
bet
think
so. Yeah.
And that was
that's
a beautiful,
so beautiful
thing about it.
Yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that Sarah did completed my Teoch Mayan Cacao Ceremonialist Apprenticeship, and this is the course we're talking about. And thank you so much for trusting your heart and trusting the guidance and just, okay, I'm doing this and diving fully, you know, into this experience, because, you know, I think people who haven't experienced cacao or experienced, but, you know, really didn't connect that at that time, the spirit of cacao, I think, I don't know, to hear cacao apprenticeship, like, I'm just going to sit with cacao, you know, and what's going to change my life? Well, that's just like ridiculous. But I think, this is so much deeper and so much more important than anything else. This is reconnecting to the nature, understanding that we are nature. We are the same as the trees. We came here to live and just enjoy. We didn't come here to change, to be like, I don't know, tree doesn't want to be a fish. So it's just a tree, you know? And we live like, oh, I want to be tall, I want to be smaller, I want to be this, I want to have this voice, I want to have different color of my eyes, I want to speak better, I want to speak more, I want to speak less, I want to own more. It's like constant, you know, like, I don't know, just a storm of the third. And with cacao, she literally, okay, you are the nature, and she's like comes into your veins like the tree has, you know, all the veins which supplies the all the energy to the leaves and all this ecosystem, and we are the same, and she reminds us.
Yes.
And we are, you know, and I like the way you speak, and we're going to tap a little bit about the Mayan Cosmovision, and Sarah's really strong energy, and she, we all, when we start looking at Mayan Cosmovision, we, each of us come, we have a destiny, we have a soul purpose on the day we were born, and Mayan Cosmovision really map that out, and they know, you know, what we have to do in life, what we came here to fulfill. And this is what we learn at the course as well. We learn to understand who we are and why we not who we think we are, because sometimes we try to be, you know, especially in this world, more or different in a way other people succeeding, but actually this is not our destiny. We are completely different DNA, and we are unique, and it doesn't matter how many times, I think most of us experience that as well, sometimes we think we want something and we keep trying, but it's just not happening, you know. So we can call it as a lesson. But with Mayan Cosmovision, we also start seeing and understanding who we are, and start tapping into our medicine and living life from the heart, from there, from who we truly are. And when we understand that, or we learn this, it just opens us even more, and we become more confident with ourselves, because, you know, we have 20 main energies in Mayan cosmovision and 13 different energies, and then we have the year we've been born, and it just makes the unique, beautiful creation of who we are, who we came here to be. And then we start understanding that, but there are no, you know, one flower is not better than another flower. The tree is not better than the flower. The ant is not worse than the spider. Or everybody has different responsibilities and different path to work. And we are part of the nature, so we have those responsibilities and path. But we somehow, we forget. We come to this world and we forget. So with the apprenticeship, with the cacao, with the Mayan cosmovision, we walk this path and we go deep into ourselves. So we can start remembering and start embodying. Because like I say, it doesn't matter how many books you read, how many courses you do, how many, you know, masters you work with, people you meet or do things, unless you start embodying this lifestyle of who you are, embodying your heart rhythm into this life, into the physical, that's just not changing. You won't be able to change the frequency. And when we change the frequency, we change a lot. We help others to lift. And it's so, so important, and it's so beautiful. So I think it's really deep healing work as well. And in the course, we do a lot of discovering of where we are at when we start that journey. So first few weeks, I'm sure Sarah will remember and will have something to say. Then we actually start looking at ourselves and understanding where we are at in life and what parts we actually can, you know, change. They change, you know, it's not who we are, it's just the patterns we keep functioning. We're discovering where we came from, you know, and we start owning. We do a lot of, you know, inner child healing. We do a lot of sacral healing where we start owning us, ourselves. And then with cacao, or with the Mayan Nawalis, with the energies, we kind of come into the lotus flower, you know, we just in the roots, in that mud, first few weeks, a little muddy and dark, and, you know, and start little by little coming to the surface and owning it and accepting it. And it's a journey. It's a deep journey. And I believe we had this training for 2 months, and few months afterwards, because we continue with the ceremonies you guys been serving. There is a room to come back to the materials, what we're going through. But I think it's a long journey. Awakening insights, downloads start coming fast. But I think that embodiment work when comes afterward, and then the real change, the real shift starts happening. And it's just so, so beautiful. And I just wanted to ask you to share your biggest outcome. I know we talk about cacao. It's just such a vast and wide subject, and her power, the way she empowers all of us. And I wanted to share you maybe your biggest outcome of the course, what you received, and what do you feel you want to share?
Sure. Today? I think for me, there were many beautiful things that happened. You know, I think that in the course, creating that sisterhood and that container of trust was really powerful. And I think that really enabled us all to go through a deeper process because we were going through it together. You felt the support from others who were also in the same places. And it was really interesting how we all had similar things going on at similar times through the course. I remember there was one week, I think we were all having problems with our significant others. Like literally everyone was like, I don't know what's going on in my relationship. This is crazy. Like, and everyone was in the same place. So I think feeling that sisterhood was something I've never had before. And I, you know, for me, that was really valuable and lovely. I think probably the biggest outcome for me has been this letting go and just trusting, having a much greater sense of trusting life. And this is ongoing for me, but the process of trusting myself has really, I think, been the deepest element to the whole training that we went through, because not only did we do we learned about cacao and we studied the cosmic vision, we did a lot of ceremonies, but, you know, there was that inner work also of looking at who we are and, you know, who we're not. You know, I think sometimes it's like, oh, you're trying to search for who you are, but a lot of it is actually just uncovering things that perhaps you were but no longer are. And also just with that heart connection that cacao gives you, I think it enables that trust to grow within yourself. About, you know, about who it is in here, where your soul is, rather than all of the things that your mind is telling you,
yeah,
you know, who you are or who you were or who you're meant to be. So I feel like that the building of trust with myself and with life, and that life will continue to show me the path that I'm on right now, and you know, each step on that path. But also, I'm not so worried about the future. Do you know what I mean? I think I spent a lot of time worrying about the future, and now I'm much more just allowing life to happen, and I'm good. You know, I think. I feel like there's an intention to my life. It's not like I'm just bumbling along. I really do feel there's a purpose, and that purpose is the connection to life that I feel, and the trust that I have in life that I'm being held. And yeah, it's a beautiful journey.
Wow.
I think from being someone who was really depressed and anxious to now someone who enjoys life and takes a lot of pleasure in just, you know, small things and big things, but, you know, a lot of small things is a really big transformation. I didn't think I would be here.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's probably the biggest takeaway for me, that sense of trust and a deeper knowing, you know, that feeling of just trusting your own wisdom and trusting that what's meant to happen is going to happen. Yeah.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It just makes me, I just get emotional. Today I cried in the morning already. And thank you so much for sharing that. It just really makes, inspire. I feel this conversation we're having today, and today we're recording this episode. I messaged you last week, and I said, oh my God, Sarah, this is the energy of the day on Monday next week, and we have to record the episode because this is the energy of Ik, of the wind, of the breath, of the divine communication, and especially the Nawali you carrying. It's really going to support you to share your truth, and the world needs that. And it just came to me so strongly. I'm just like,
yes.
I need to text you. I don't know. I send you a voice message. It's just like, and it's just like, and then you stop. It's just like, no, maybe it's my mind. No, whatever. I don't care. I just like, and then you said yes. And I wanted really to actually to just honor you and the way to witness the journey and learn so much from you during this journey as well, connecting with cacao and seeing that deep transformation, expansion in your energy. And then I can look back when we met maybe 4 years ago, I don't know how long ago it was, but it just completely different, energetic field. The way, for you to come on this show and share this medicine, your medicine, I think it's just so important, because people will feel the frequency and they will understand that everything is possible. From, being closed and not wanting to share, not even wanting to go to the ceremonies, now holding your own ceremonies and sharing cacao and inspiring others to do the same, to share their heart, to find the trust. And this is when we become confident with life. We become confident of who we are. Mm-hmm. We stop pushing, getting into the places. Mm-hmm. And as I remember once we spoke, and it just makes me so happy when we get into the place in life and we want to create less busy life, not mm-hmm. like it used to be. More I do on my weekend or during the day, that means I'm better, because I'm juggling multiple things. And now you just want to kind of, okay, just move everything out of your way so you can go into the nature and speak to the trees,
Absolutely.
It's just like, it's funny, isn't it? We don't need much. We just need the nature. And it's just so crucial. And it doesn't mean that we have to drop to enjoy the physical life, what we're doing and what we're creating. It's a part of the process and it's a part of our existence. And it's really important to own that. But I think what you mentioned, it's so important to feel the joy. Whatever the choice we make, it creates joy in life, not the suffering. Because I don't know how many times we make the choices or used to make the choices, then we think it's gonna bring us somewhere where we want to be, but actually just creates more suffering for yourself and obviously for all the surroundings we connected to, the people, family, friends, work mm-hmm. colleagues. Just we don't understand sometimes the responsibility. And also I feel yoga is a big part of those teachings.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just embedded the Yoga Sutras, that because I just truly dedicated my life a couple of years, just to yoga before becoming a ceremonialist and connecting with the plant medicines more. I was like, even the way I speak, I take the energy from others, I take from others. And it doesn't even have to be physical things. it's the way we interrupt people, you know, the way we want to overshare whatever we're sharing. And it really helps to start connecting to yourself and understanding, well, I don't need all that. I don't need that much of external things, you know, because the energy, what connects,
yeah,
not the way I, you know, external looks, the yeah, way my eyebrows looks today, just irrelevant, isn't it?
I know.
Like, you know, we still, oh my God, the world is like doing all this and I need to do all that. And then suddenly with all this journey, we not only understand, because most of us know that, most of us, we know that, but we just can't embody that.
Mm.
And this is when the true life changes happen, when we actually embody it.
100%. Yeah, that's it. I think that's so true. And, you know, and that is the, that's the process of, and I think that goes back to where we started about saying, you know, I remembered this so clearly from something you said in our course about when you become a ceremonialist, you're a channel. So you need to, you know, and you're holding space for others. So you're trying to make yourself as clear a channel as you can be. But in order to do that, you have to be grounded and you have to be rooted, you know, and you have to have your connection to your earth and, you know, be it embodied, be in your body, in order to be able to, you know, be there for others and give whatever
to hold space.
Yeah,
100%. It's so important. It's just the most crucial thing, of course, in being a ceremonialist, but it's just in everyday life, the way we make choices. If we're not grounded, then we float around. We becoming that floaty, you know, in the water. And that doesn't mean that we flow with life, whatever it takes. We flow with others' life. So,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for sharing. It is a deep honor to have you and to walk this path and to deepen our soul connection and to, it's just the way Cacao reconnected us, because of course I moved from London and now I'm the citizen of the world, traveling and sailing and even not knowing where I'm going to be next. But yeah, thank you so much for dedicating your path to your heart and sharing your medicine. It's a deep and big gift to all of us. Thank you so much, Sarah.
And, thank you for having me, Mika. It was a pleasure to chat with you today and just to share, you know, how transformative cacao has been for me. So thank you.
Thank you. I love you so much.
I love you so much.